Welcome to the Producers Journal podcast. My name is Derek. Thank you for joining me today. This is my platform to discuss experiences as a podcast producer and agency owner. Follow my business at SRP Studios on Facebook, Instagram, Shelby Rowe Productions LLC. We have a YouTube channel. It's my channel. It's at Derek Michaud Channel. The spelling is in the description. We're also on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all of the other major podcast platforms. So go to your platform of choice and follow us there and click the links. The show is recorded at SRP Studios in Hernando, Mississippi, and is produced by SRP, a podcast production agency. SRP develops professional podcasts, which include audio and video production, graphic design, copywriting, and social media management. If you want to start a podcast, go to ShelbyRowProductions.com today and schedule a free consultation. And don't forget about my Patreon account. Click the link in the description and sign up for the tip jar. It's $1 a month. Your generosity will go a long way to help this podcast. How about that? I thought I'd get a little more organized and actually kind of have scripts so I get all the information I want to get in. So thank you for joining me today. I hope you had a good Thanksgiving. I'm recording this 2 days after Thanksgiving, and we had a chill one. It was just me and my mom. My daughter was over at her mother's this year, and was very relaxed. My mother and I just spent a couple hours together. We went to Starbucks, got some iced coffee, and then I drove her to Shelby Farms Park in Memphis, Tennessee, and just rode her around, and then we recorded a video together for my YouTube channel, and just a vlog type channel, me and mom just chatting, and the audio was really bad, so we couldn't use it. But that was our Thanksgiving, and then yesterday we redid that video, and now it's on my channel now, doing very well, I should say. So two things to talk about today that tie in with each other: a new hire and a new project that is not another podcast, something unique. So we'll start with the new hire. It's a new local hire, and it's actually a 16-year-old junior student in Lewisburg High School, just 20 minutes from here. And I got to know her through the DeSoto County Career and Technology Center. Now, for more context, or to repeat some context, I have discussed this in past episodes where I got involved with that Career and Tech Center, it's called CTC, as a way to hopefully get some interns and just build a relationship with the digital media program and give the kids things to do, help them out, sponsor in some ways, spend time with them in class, but also as a way to get some interns for their grades and everything. Well, it didn't turn out that way. It wasn't quite what I expected. But in the process, I met some really good kids. And one in particular, her name is Andrea. And the day I record this was her first day with me. She stuck out. When I went to the class, I sat in front of the class and spoke for about 15 minutes explaining to everyone what it is that I was looking for. I'm looking for help when I record the Real Hernando podcast episodes because those are on location. And that was an easy approach, an easy thing to pitch to them and get them involved in. So that was my main presentation to them. And that was also my opportunity to see the kids and weed out the kids that I know wouldn't care and wouldn't work, and then try to focus on the kids that I feel like would, you know, grasp this and be a little motivated. So mind you, by this time I'd already met the two ambassadors. There's two ambassador students, Bree and Lauren. And they, with their parents, came to the studio already at this point to see the place. I thought since they were there, they were in the ambassadors, they're one up on everyone. You know, they're more focused. They give more of a crap, right? And so I automatically knew that I was going to use them for something. But then when I was in the class, there was a third kid that really stuck out. Her name again is Andrea, and she was just coming up with ideas without even asking. She was motivated. She seemed really cool. She seemed creative. She specializes and really loves cameras and lights and filming, which is ultimately what I need. Just got a good vibe from her. And I've done enough hiring now to know if someone isn't going to work. And it was the far majority of that class. There were so many kids in there that were just kind of staring at the floor as I was talking. So, okay, they're definitely not going to get the first chance. But Andrea was vocal and just right there, present. And I was like, all right, I like this one. And then when I was done, she just started showing me around the classroom and showing me the lights they have, and they have this big green screen area. And I was like, she's hired. She doesn't know it yet, but she's hired. Well, or she was going to work with me. But then I discovered that the internship wasn't going to work out like I expected. So I decided, well, I'm going to hire. And instead of trying to get free, it's time. I met the right kid, and I think it's time to start moving, you know, start building the local team. So then I invited Andrea and her mom to the studio last week or the week before to introduce myself officially, show the studio, work through the parents. I want to work through the parents initially so they know what their kids are getting into and where they're going and who they're working for. And that was it. And then I told them, hey, after Thanksgiving, I'm going to be reaching out to y'all and we're going to start working on some things. I don't know quite yet, but, you know, outside of just the Real Hernando podcast, I want to start utilizing these kids to make assets for me and my business, like a course teaching people how to podcast. Just try different things and create things that I'm going to executive produce, meaning finance from the business, but things to build that could potentially bring return, but also add to my portfolio. So I have a lot of cool ideas I want to do. But I need assistance. I need a production assistant, which I have found with Andrea. And the day after Thanksgiving, I texted her. I'm like, hey, can you come in tomorrow? Tomorrow meaning today, 10 to 1. And I didn't even tell her what we're working on. I'm just like, let's start now. Come to the studio. 3 hours. She ended up working 3.5 hours. And we're going to do this, try to do this every Saturday now. Pick a few 3 to 4 hours every Saturday and utilize her if I'm working on something for a client, or just use her to make something, you know, and have that person that can help set up cameras and everything. So today was that first day, and I have a full remote recording filming setup. I have a light kit that we can travel with. I have like nice hard cases. I have things, you know, tripods, and I got to reuse the three cameras that I use for the podcast. I just take those off of those tripods and I store them in a nice case. Then I have three new tripods that just stay in these cases for remote recordings, extension cords, you know, power strips. Just, I had everything set up or in the bags. I bagged everything up as though we were going to a location. But we weren't going to a location. We're recording in my studio. And what we recorded in this new project I'm working on is music videos. If you're familiar with my channel, I have a series called Bass Covers where I play my bass guitar to music. And I just filmed it by myself. And it was just one camera, just straight on me. But I've always wanted to do better music cover videos where it's multi-camera, better lighting, multi-camera angles. So you have a camera angle that's full body and then one camera getting the right hand of the guitar and then the other camera getting more of the left hand as you're playing. And I've been wanting to do that for a long time. And I finally realized I have the right kid to help me with this. So let's start doing it. And we did that today. And she just worked out great. It was so nice to have a local employee doing just a new dynamic. So I told her what we were going to do. She's also a musician. She's really into music. So I knew that she'd be interested in this. She's really cool. So I told her what we were going to do, showed her the equipment and what my mission was and what my goal was. And that was to set everything up, get the cameras and lighting in the right spots. And once we know that everything is in the right place and it's time to record, then I was just going to record a bunch of songs. And I think I got through 8 songs on rhythm guitar, not bass, hard rock songs on my guitar. And it was really fun. So the first step was setting the stuff up and I just let her go. I was like, everything is here. Pretend that we're on location, and start setting up. And it was fantastic because she got right on it. I don't have to hold hands here. I don't like hiring people that I have to drag along. And sure enough, I was able to then work on something else. While she was doing that, I was at my computer and I was working on another piece of my job, you know, another piece of the business. And I love that. That's why I love hiring, because you can do more than one thing simultaneously. Like on any given Wednesday, I probably have 5 people editing audio for me over, you know, simultaneously, while then I'm working on the business. You can't do that all by yourself. If I would have never tried what I did today alone. I get frustrated enough when I'm just using one camera. But knowing that I have someone now motivates me. And if I'm going to spend $40 for a recording session with my assistant, let's get as much done as we can. And it was really cool. So she set everything up, and then I stood where I was going to play, and then she got the camera angles right. And then off we went. It was very pleasant. She's going to be awesome. She's way into it. She's loving this. She's like, oh, this is like my dream job. I get to make music videos. This is awesome. So that was fun. And I told her, I'm definitely going to have my moments where I'm particular about things. I try not to micromanage. But there will be things that I'm particular about. And I told her one of those is when we tear down and put everything back in their cases, in their bags, and as you see everything packed here in front of you, everything has a place and I want everything in its place. And she's like, I'm the same way. She's like, I can't handle messiness. And sure enough, she tore down and everything was put in the right places and it was neat and done and it was great. And I'm anxious to work with her more. She's coming in a week from today. I am doing another recording at my podcast station, but not for any of my podcasts. It's going to be just a unique video for my channel. I'm helping a friend out. Her name is Angie Montgomery. She's an artist here in town. She's a wonderful artist. And I am just going to try something different, do a different kind of piece of content that I'm going to give her. But it's going to live on my YouTube channel. So that way, because my channel is monetized, that can help cover, you know, if the video does well, I can make some money for it. And that's sort of the trade-off. But the real win is it's just another piece of content that I've never done before that I can do now because of the equipment I have and the studio I have. And then it's something I can add to the portfolio. So Andrea's going to come in and watch how that does. I'm going to let her pull out the new lights. Even though I have studio lights kind of set in place, they're ultimately not the final lights I use. There's going to be that next upgrade on these lights. They're not perfect, but they work. But the new light kit I bought for the remote recordings are better. But those are for remote. But a week from today, when we record this piece of content at my table, I'm going to let Andrea use some of those lights in a different way, just add a different look. I don't know, play around, play with the equipment. It's the best thing to do. And reason 152 that I do some pro bono work right now, it's a chance to play around with the equipment, work out the bugs, upgrade equipment, find out what you're missing. It's all about you discover a problem and you find a solution. You create a solution to fix the problem. And that's just always your growth path. And ever since I finally recorded my first little piece of content at this table with my buddy Jeff, and then we later started the Rhythm Section podcast together, it's been a journey ever since. Upgrade, 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 update, 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 fix, 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 test, test, try new. And so that's what we're going to do a week from today. And portfolio, it's the other reason I want to try different forms of content that involves video, filming and lighting on location, as a way to add different things to the portfolio. For example, my friend Angie, this artist that's going to be in the studio next week, I already pitched this to her and she thought it was a funny idea. I want to record her like a Bob Ross episode where she's at a canvas painting and I have the multiple camera angles, one that's, you know, full shot, one that's focused just on the canvas, one that's focused on the paint plate, whatever, you know, just different angles, well lit with my new light kit. I have backdrops now. We can make the studio, we can make the setting look cool. I don't know if we're going to do it in my studio or her studio. We'll find a place for it, but really try to get it well lit, looking sharp, good editing, good audio, and it's content for her. It's content for my channel, but it's also a portfolio. Now I'm going to have this new weird Bob Ross style video. Put that in the portfolio. Boom. Now I can show someone this is, if any other artists want something simple like that, well, we've done it. There it is. You know, and that will also tie into when I want to start building a course for my business. And building a course is not as scary and crazy as I used to think that was. In essence, it's me putting together like a 5-video course for beginners that want to start a podcast and taking them through the 5 main steps to launch, the 5 things you got to do. I'm just making this up right now, but, and I can do that with a professional setting. Good camera angles, good quality cameras, good lighting, good backlighting, nice backdrop. And then with editing, I can have my editors in post, add graphics, and make it like a real course video. So that's good for my business. It's good for the portfolio. It gets the kids more reps on the equipment. And it's a win-win all over the place. Even if it costs me $100 to make it because of labor, well, I'll tell you what. If I was to go out there and hire a professional videographer to do those 5 videos for me, it's going to be a whole lot more than $100. Thousands. Like a real videographer is expensive. But because I'm using students that are talented and are into this field, man, that's just great. They don't obviously make as much. I don't have to pay them as much. But they our experience, so I don't have to teach them what a camera is, because some kids don't, they just use their phone. So awesome stuff. Today was a really good day. There's another kid, her name is Lauren, who I can't wait to test her out, because she is into making documentaries and into filming, but not more on the technical side, like the writing side. And I foresee her being a good hand, an assistant on location when we're on the Real Hernando episodes, or if we're doing like a commercial for someone, which, or like building content for a business, and we'll be filming on location and interviewing the owner for more of a commercial vibe. I do have that opportunity coming up. That will be paid. So I will definitely be using these kids for client stuff. But I see Lauren as the one that will help tell the story, come up with scripts. We should ask this, we should ask that. But I don't know yet until I try her out. But I have a feeling that she's going to fit another need nicely. And then Andrea brought up a neat question today, and I'd already envisioned this, but she's like, is there a dress code? I'm like, no, it's fine, you know. But when we start working for clients, by that time, I will order business shirts, polo shirts, whatever, collared polo shirts with SRP Studios, you know, nicely stitched in the chest area, like the upper left or whatever. Maybe put something on the back. I don't know. Make it look professional so that way when we're on location recording for a client, all my minions are wearing, you know, business shirts. And I'll wear one too. And that way we all look sharp and congruent and consistent, professional. Then I was like, but you can wear whatever pants you want because these kids are going to wear ripped pants. It just is what it is. But it was a good day. Exciting. I can't wait to start making more things. Any producer out there, if you are good with your money and you know how to budget your revenue, don't be afraid to just make things. That's what I'm learning. I follow a lot of stand-up comedians that are really starting to do that now. They make great money touring, and but if Netflix doesn't want to do a special for them, then they just spend the money and make a special, an hour, record an hour set, and you know, professional lighting and cameras, and make it look like a stand-up special you'd see on Netflix, and then sell it. Find a home for it, and often they do. Because a studio didn't have to put in all the money to produce it. If you're a comedian and want to record a short film because you just have this funny idea that would make a great little 10-minute short film, well, if you're making money at your craft and you save and budget, just make it. And that's what I'm going to start doing, just making things within my means, within reason, to build that portfolio, to get practice. That way, when it's time that I'm really starting to pump out work for local clients, we know what we're doing and we have reps and experience with the equipment and the kids and everything. So fun times, looking forward to it. And I've probably said it was fun 10 times by now. One of these days, I'm going to learn how to end an episode. I have a little script, so it's going to sound better on that front. But for me to stop repeating myself, that's something I need to work on. So again, follow me on Instagram at SRP Studios. Facebook is at SRP Studios. Instagram is Shelbyville Productions LLC. YouTube channel, check out the link in the description. It's at Derek Michaud channel. And also, please subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcast. That goes a long way to help build our podcast. And if you're interested in starting a podcast, go to shelbyrowproductions.com and schedule a free consultation. And don't forget the Patreon. That does go a long way. It's $1 a month, just a tip, and that $1 a month goes towards the resources it takes to get this thing edited and just in general helps my business. It's just $1 a month. If you could spare $1 a month, it would go a very long way for us, and we would appreciate it. And that's it. Have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye.